Welcome once again to the DreamStation.cc video game show. It's Monday, February 12th, 2007, and you're listening to show number 76. I'll be hosting again today. My name is Ben, and joining me in our ever-revolving panel will be Chris.
Hey, I'm here again. I'm sorry.
And Heather.
Hello, good evening. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes.
You had to steal that from us. Now we look bad.
Well, she's a woman. That's what women do. They remember those things. Guys don't.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a made-up holiday by Hallmark anyways.
As always, if you'd like to send us some questions, comments, or audio reviews.
Or Valentine's Day.
Or Valentine's cards, yeah. you can send them to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. You know, I'm wondering if people are getting the email address wrong or something. We're not getting any email. So maybe they're, like, spelling it wrong.
Yeah, so if anybody would email us, you will be on the next show. Your email,
yeah, exactly.
No matter what you say, well, in within reason. So send us Valentine's Day e-cards. We want to see them. We want to hear them. We want to play them back.
Yeah, it's video game show, videogameshow, @dreamstation.cc, in case, you know, people are just typing in two S's or something.
Yeah, and then the at sign, that's, you have to hold down shift and hit the 2 key, and that's the S.
Yeah, sweet. Anyway, in today's show, we will be covering such delightful stories as Gears of War costs less than $10 million to develop, Metal Gear Solid coming to a theater near you, Fox News story calls DS Lite a child molester target, Experience is Everything, 10th Annual AIAS Awards loves Gears, EA disappointed by PS3 game sales, New York proposes a $100 fine for walking and gaming, and our weekly poll topic. Just some quick stuff here. Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories is coming to the PS2 March 6th in North America and March 9th in Europe. No price has been given yet. Super Paper Mario has been given a release date, April 9th. The PS3 is launching with Casino Royale in Europe to the first 500,000 buyers. Activision earned $10 million from downloads of map packs for Call of Duty 2 on the Xbox 360. So we were talking about that last week, and it looks like there is a lot of money to be made from content
I thought they had some that were
downloads.
Free on that, or did they have free ones and ones you had to pay for or something?
I think it was one free one, and then the rest you can.
Oh, I see.
You would pay to download, or maybe they became free after a while.
I see.
I'm not sure. Manhunt 2 is coming to the PS2, PSP, and for some reason, the Wii. It's like the snuff
Manhunt.
Stealth killer game.
Yeah, is that by Rockstar or was that by?
That is by Rockstar. Yeah, it's totally unexpected that it's skipping the 360. So who knows? Anyway, here's another one. EA producer says Fight Night on the Wii is highly probable. So I thought that was a perfect fit for the Wii when they first announced, you know, the nunchuck and the remote, and they'd be both motion sensitive.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool. And then three new virtual console games for the Wii being released today. That's Kirby's Adventure, Kid Icarus, and Ice Climber. So finally, I get to play Kid Icarus. And Paperboy is released to the
Xbox
Live Arcade.
You never played that on NES?
I mean, I played it like once or twice, but I never owned it. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I beat that back in the day.
The rumor has been with every succeeding Nintendo console is that they would make a new Kid Icarus. So let's see if they do, because everyone seems to want it.
Super Smash Bros. Is going to have them in it. That's,
yeah, we're also going to have Pit from Kid Icarus. So
yeah.
Let's hope they decide to finally do something with that. Anyway, that's it. Gears of War cost less than $10 million to develop. So according to Epic Games Vice President Mark Raines, he says developing the game costs anywhere between $9 million and $10 million. Part of that development cost is probably cut down because they're already using their own Unreal Engine 3. So what ends up probably happening, this is just my guess, is that number one, they're not spending money licensing someone else's engine. Number two, because it's their own engine, they're experienced in working with it, so they can use it to its maximum potential. He also goes on to say that there's no need for games to be developed for huge amounts of money just because they're next gen. They can license the Unreal Engine and save more money and time. Any thoughts?
Because they develop an engine that a ton of companies use, even when they do develop a game, they actually can, you know, get money from that engine they've created, so it offsets the cost of making the game, which is a good thing, you know. And they make engines that are good that people want to use, so everybody wins.
Do you think that in any way, you know, $9 to $10 million, and that's not including the marketing, I assume, because just looking at the recent release of Lost Planet by Capcom, they said I think it was $25 million to develop and then another $20 million in marketing. So this can't include marketing in any way. But even then, to make this game for less than $10 million and sold 3 million copies and blah blah blah. I mean, that's pretty pretty minimal cost, I would say.
Yeah. Why aren't we getting a discounted version already?
Well, you'll probably there'll probably be a new one, Game of the Year edition kind of thing. You know what it's going to do is it's just going to include the two map packs that they that they had for download.
But if you think about it, though, think of how long Halo stayed full price.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bunch of games that were like the million sold discounted $19.99 games, but Halo still was $50, you know, because they knew people would buy it no matter what.
Right.
So Gears is probably going to be the same way, even though it is a million sold, even though, well, it's 3 million, they're not going to reduce the price on it because they know it's going to sell for the for $60. So that's probably going to be the same thing here. How much is all these other games that are selling for $60 costing to develop? And then they proceed to say, well, Gears only cost us $10 million. Well, then how come it's $60 a game instead of $50? You know, why did you have to charge extra? Because you're saying all these companies are saying that they have to charge $60 because development costs are so much higher on these next gen games. Well, you know, why is that? Hey, that's it. Time's
that's
up.
The timer. Metal Gear Solid coming to a theater near you. Last year at E3, Konami revealed that they would be a live-action film based on Metal Gear Solid franchise. I think the rumor was that he makes crappy movies. The rumor was he was going to make the movie, but Hideo Kojima shot that one down real quick, saying he'd never let him make it. Now it's been revealed that Sony Pictures is going to make it after all, and this was confirmed by the Sony Pictures Entertainment Vice Chairman Yair Landau at the DICE Summit in Las Vegas, which was last week. He said this about the film, quote, "We're working with the Metal Gear guys. It's a very cinematic game. It really lends itself to movie telling. But the question is, how do you translate Snake's experience into a full arc that conforms to what audiences expect on the large screen?" End quote. There's also a mention of that game, EverQuest, being turned into a film by a very high-profile producer. You know, here's the one thing. I think Sony Pictures has a pretty good track record, especially recently with, you know, like Spider-Man and whatnot. So it almost seems like, you know what, they can actually make this into a pretty good movie. So as long as they stick to the Kojima script or whatever he has, you know, the plans, and they have him, you know, very much involved, I think we've seen worse.
Yeah, I think if they can make the movie, you know, like I'm interested in seeing Ghost Rider this Friday. You know, if Ghost Rider, you know, if they can make a Metal Gear movie like Ghost Rider of the quality, or like you said, Spider-Man, or even, you know, Batman, Superman was all right too. I mean, if they can do something like that, then, you know, it should be pretty good. You almost wonder, because like there's so many cinematics and stuff in Metal Gear already, could they go the route of like Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy VII Advent Child and do a CG Metal Gear movie using, you know, the assets that they have?
They could totally make a CG movie a la Advent Children. And
I think even
a lot of fans would be totally with that.
Yeah, and I would think Metal Gear, even if they do make a live action one, I'm guessing there's going to be a decent amount of computer stuff for some of the high tech gadgets and other things that are in it. You know,
right.
I'm not positive, but and even like the Turtles movie, I don't know if you guys have seen the preview for the new Turtles movie coming out that's CG. That looks really good too. So I think they could do a decent job with your graphics.
Yeah, I don't know about the Turtles movie looking, you know, really good, but
I think it looks decent. I think it looks like what I expected. I guess it's got kind of a comic book feel to it. You know, in 3D.
I suppose. I wanted the chubbier Turtles from the old but early 90s movies or ladies or whatever.
They went more gritty, I guess, with this movie, more like the original comics were. But
the
yeah,
black and white comics?
Yeah, the original black and white ones from Eastman and Lair. It's a lot cheaper to do it over there compared to doing it at Pixar, you know, over here. And the quality is pretty good, I guess, too, so.
A Fox News story from Milwaukee, Wisconsin has deemed the Nintendo DS as a potential target of child molesters, claiming that perverts can use PictoChat to gain information from unsuspecting children. They claim that child molesters can drive around, and if they see a child with a DS in the back seat of a car, enter into PictoChat with them, with their parents in the front seat, completely unaware of what's going on. And just two quick points about this. If a perv can drive and use his DS at the same time effectively, there's no way you're going to stop this super child molester from getting your kid, because he's got superpowers, and yeah, that's nothing you do can make your children safe. And then if your kid is in the backseat of a car playing PictoChat, you really need to buy the kid a game. I mean, because I've had a DS 2 years now, and I think I've used PictoChat twice, and there's never been anyone else, you know.
Yeah, but are you a kid in the backseat of a car? No, you're driving. If you were in the backseat, you'd be playing PictoChat.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that part.
You'd be doodling.
I didn't know that child molesters would actually take the time to have to drive around in their car and look for children in the back seat of cars playing those, as compared to just hopping on the computer and going on MySpace or Facebook or any of those places where the kids basically will put their picture, their name, and address right out for you if you want to find them.
Well, those places aren't a challenge. You know, child molesters like to be challenged. I don't even know if you can pick up a signal driving around from a wireless connection with PictoChat or anything, because it didn't work for us. So anyway,
according to this video, they had these kids who were, you know, in the story, and they're saying, oh, well, yeah, we've played in cars, and, you know, we were separated by some distance, and they were playing a game with one another. And the other thing is they showed this reporter go into some mall, and they're like, well, Nintendo claims that the PictoChat only works, or the two DSs only connect, you know, with in like 65 feet, but they managed to get it to work at about 250 feet, you know, effectively. I mean, like, number one, like I said, no one uses PictoChat. Uh-huh. Number two, I mean, who's really out there, you know?
But yeah, I mean, I remember when PictoChat was being announced and they were showing, like, at E3 and stuff, I was thinking it was going to let you get online and, like, chat with people across the internet with it, which would have actually been kind of interesting and cool. But then when I got it, I was like, all this can do is chat, like, in your house, or maybe I guess if you could take it to school, but all the schools ban DSs and Game Boys and everything now.
Right.
So where are you going to do that? There's no place to do PictoChat. I remember at E3 they were showing like a mom down in the kitchen like sending a PictoChat message to their son up in their room and saying it's time for dinner, because you know that's how parents communicate with their kids is via PictoChat.
Right.
They don't actually just yell up the stairs or something. They like text them on their DS. And what's stupid about that too is that would mean that the kid would be up in his room like sitting in PictoChat waiting for his mom to send him a
message.
You know?
See, it's just not
there again. And now, isn't that, that's annoying when people do that when you're playing a game and somebody pops online and they try to message you. I know that happens sometimes on the Xbox. So, you know, if a kid is in the backseat of a car and he's playing a game or she's playing a game and some stranger's, you know, popping in, hey, join my PictoChat, you know, most kids are going to be like, you know, exit out and continue to play their game. They're not going to want to be bothered unless they have previously set something up with one of their friends. You know, I really don't think, you know, too many kids are going to say, oh, yeah, wait a minute, I want to go talk to this stranger here, you know. Just because they found me in the area.
Well, see, what happens is the bad people, they PictoChat and say, I have candy. Talk to me.
I have candy for your Labrador, for your Nintendog.
I have new clothes for your Animal Crossing character.
Exactly. Actually, Heather, the way it works is you have to actually be in the PictoChat mode. It's actually from the startup screen. You know, you go and you enter PictoChat.
See,
but
then,
I think some of the...
Again,
I think
more supporting my point, because most kids aren't going to be in that mode. Like you said, if they don't have games, I can't see just kids sitting around in the back of cars trying to contact people in PictoChat.
It's called the media not understanding the device and making
up
stories.
Exactly. That's Fox News Channel. You know, they're just a little, they're preying on the poor parents who just believe everything in the media, and that's just bad. Bad news, bad reporting, bad Fox.
The problem is anybody listening to this show already knows what we're saying, so, and they're not the ones that need to hear this.
All you kids out there should play this podcast for your parents. They'll love us.
Then somebody will actually get molested, be the free of the DS, and we'll get sued.
All right, let's move on here. Okay, experience is everything. So Microsoft and Old Spice have teamed up to give Xbox 360 owners rewards for their achievements. So just like we were talking about last week for the new gamer score rules and everything, well, apparently that was all for some reason, and that reason being this reward system. So now you can actually feel like you're achieving something. So beginning today, you can register to earn some great gifts courtesy of Microsoft and Old Spice. All you need to do is go to xbox.com/rewards to register your gamer tag to be eligible. In order to earn these prizes, you must increase your gamer scores by 1,500 points.
Oh, I just did that when I was hurt.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to do it again.
By April 12th, though. By April 12th. Well, you've got time. You've got 60 days.
I got to hurt myself again.
So the prizes range based on your current score. So, for example, level 1 is if your current gamer score is 0 to 4,999 points.
That's me.
You can earn a free Contra download as well as an Old Spice gamer picture, level 1 gamer picture.
Oh, boy.
Level 2 is 5,000 to 9,999 points. You can earn 100 marketplace points, a level 2 gamer pick, and the level 1 stuff as well. And then level 3 is 10,000 points.
Is these gamer picks going to be like pictures of like Old Spice deodorant or something?
I hope hope so. Actually, I hope not, because I'm allergic to Old Spice deodorant. I get a nasty rash. Anyway.
Go ahead, Sally.
One thing I did hear about this is you're only going to be able to use points that are obtained by actually playing the game, you know, like the ones that are on the disc or the ones that are on downloadable games. There's a certain amount. If you buy content for the game to open up other achievements, that's not going to count toward the points. Toward the swag.
Hey, let me finish up here. So level 3 is 10,000 points and up. That would be for your brother, Chris. And you'll earn a level 3 gamer pitcher, 200 marketplace points, an Old Spice t-shirt, and a copy of Fusion Frenzy 2.
Yes! How come they're not giving away... Wait a minute. I got a question. How come out of all these, they're not actually giving you some Old Spice, their actual product?
Well, because you'll have to go, and I'm sure there'll be some kind of a link to their website, where their website will generate a hit, you know, every time somebody goes to sign up. Just their logo being out there, and isn't this one of the first companies to actually award something for points. It will be a good marketing tool.
The shirt's going to say something like, I'm an Old Spice gamer.
It's nice, actually, too, just to have rewards for that, you know, because what is an achievement if you're not getting rewarded for it?
I wish they had more achievements where you got, like, a special gamer picture and stuff that actually that you could use that kind of shows, like, hey, I got this and nobody else did.
Sometimes I wonder how hard it is actually for these companies to do this kind of stuff.
And, you know, with the Xbox stuff too, things that they're going to give to people, you know, like gamer pictures and stuff like that, those are almost no cost for that type of stuff. You know, like the Coke Rewards thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Coke Rewards, they're going to give you stuff, but the stuff they're giving you, you know, it's physical stuff, a lot of it. And, you know, so they got to manufacture it in like a hat or shirt or whatever. But, you know, this stuff, they can give free things away that are virtual things that really probably don't cost that much. They probably take like a day to develop. Depending on what it is. I mean, a gamer picture, how long does that take? You scan it in and you crop it and you're good to go, you know? So,
yeah, like a wallpaper or an MP3, right?
They have that capability too of giving out a code that'll let you download content like a game or a video or whatever.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, because you have like those Gamefly people who, you know, I'm sure gamer score is increased because of Gamefly people. You know, I mean, I only have 4,000 points because, you know, I don't have that many games.
Yeah, you only have so many games, and some of the achievements are, you know, after you get, like mine, like I said, I probably won't get that many more beyond the 3,000 some unless I get some new games, because you kind of max out and you can't, the other achievements are really hard to get, you know.
Right. Whereas, you know, Gamefly people, they have the game for their 2-3 weeks and they can, you know, get all the achievements that they can muster in that time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just return it and then get a new game. And they've got, you know, basically the entire library at their disposal. Whereas, you know, us, it's kind of like, well, we have to buy the games or, you know.
Exactly.
That's it. What's going to sell games more? Is it going to sell games more if you offer points for actual merchandise? Or is it going to be, you know, like, if you buy this game, you can download these 3 avatars. Whereas if you buy this game and get the same amount of points, you're actually going to get a hoodie, something like that. Are they going to start marketing things toward what's going to actually sell the game more?
Heather brought up that the Burger King games. And then all I'm thinking now is, like, with Old Spice, like the Sneak King game. But now you're sneaking around trying to rub deodorant on people. You know?
Like, that would be sweet.
What do you think? That's what I was thinking. Are they going to have Old Spice video games now? You know, that's the next thing coming.
So the 10th annual AIAS Awards loves Gears. The 10th annual Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences Awards were held on February 8th, and apparently gamers aren't the only people who love Gears of War, as it earned 8 awards, including Overall Game of the Year, Console Game of the Year, Game of the Year Action Adventure, Outstanding Achievements in Animation, Art Direction, Online Gameplay, Visual Engineering, and Outstanding Character Performance by a Male.
I heard it also won a Grammy last night.
I think so. Also a big winner.
And a People's Choice Award.
Also a big winner was Nintendo, with awards for Wii Sports earning Outstanding Achievement in Innovation, Gameplay Engineering, and Game Design. So 3 awards there.
It earned the Getting Fat Americans Off Their Butt to Play a Video Game Award.
For once, yeah. And interestingly enough, Zelda Twilight Princess only won 1 award, and that was for Outstanding Achievement in Story and Character Development, which to me, and I haven't played the game, I think I'm like 4 or 5 hours in, but Outstanding Story and Character Development, Zelda, it's kind of the same story every time, isn't it? Almost, you know? It's like Super Mario.
Don't tell anybody.
Did World of Warcraft win anything?
You know what? You stumped me. I think... They might have gotten best PC game, but you know what? I think I'm lying to you. Because I think it came out in 2005, right? So I don't think it would be eligible for an award here.
Then we'll have to wait for the Burning Crusade this year.
That's Ben nicely saying no.
Yeah, no. I could be wrong, though. I don't have the list in front of me. The only other thing is Capcom was recently upset because they felt they got snubbed because you've got to pay to become a member of the Academy.
Nice.
And so their games, Dead Rising and Okami, were left off the nominations list.
Well, if they weren't so cheap, maybe they would be part of that.
Well, they just felt that, you know, why should they pay to be recognized as one of the best games? You know, because
if they would pay, then they'd have an option, and they don't pay, and then they whine. So what, you know, what do you want? They knew they had to pay.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's just funny that you're giving away awards to, you know, the best, to recognize the best video games, and yet you're not having all the best video games, you know, even included. So it's kind of silly.
If they want, they can pay us half of what they have to pay them, and we'll give them an award.
We can. We can give away awards.
That's how we can make money, is we'll charge companies. They can pay us, and then we'll give them awards.
Well, that was the other point by Capcom, is saying that why do we have to pay to give ourselves awards? You know, I mean, it's kind of silly.
Oh, they wouldn't have won anyways. What do they want?
Well, Okami might have gotten something.
Yeah, that's true. That one. It got a bunch of awards in other magazines, so what are they whining about? I'm not giving them credit. When they start charging us only $20 a game, then I'll be,
When they start inviting us to the Lost Planet premiere party.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we weren't, as far as I know, because I would have been there.
Oh, we were invited. We got like 20 invites tonight.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I sent everybody except you, Ben.
Van Damme. All right, let's move on here to EA is disappointed.
So, back on these awards things then. So,
yeah.
So everything you just told me about all these awards that these games won, you're telling me that they really aren't totally legit awards anyways then? Are they more legit than the Spike TV awards or whatever they are then?
I'd say yeah, that's a given.
By the way, everybody, go buy Old Spice. FreeStation.cc is the official sponsor, is Old Spice. Now, if somebody from Old Spice is listening, we're going to get crates of Old Spice. I hope you like it, Heather.
Like I said, I'd use it, but I'm allergic to it.
Nice.
So I can take their challenge and get my money back. I wouldn't use it.
Should our new next week's poll be what deodorant brand do you use?
For marketing.
Not really
research.
Video game related. It is kind of video game related, you know, since Old Spice is sponsoring Microsoft now, Xbox.
And gamers aren't known to shower.
Yeah, I heard Speedstick by Menon is going to sponsor PS3.
EA is disappointed by PS3 game sales. Recently, Electronic Arts Executive Vice President...
I'm disappointed by my PS3, but anyway.
Executive Vice President Frank Gibeau said that they were disappointed by the lackluster sales of PS3 games through Christmas, where they sold 900,000 copies. In comparison, the Xbox 360's launch in 2005 had over 1.6 million in sales over the same period. They did manage to push out 800,000 games on the Wii over the same period, and they've now gone on record as to wanting to support the two Nintendo consoles quite heavily in the future. Although Frank Gibeau did admit that sales picked up in January, he blamed the eBay effect for the lackluster sales because many people buying the systems were only doing so to eBay them for profit. That's
okay. Let's take a look at this. Okay, first of all, yeah. they only hit 2 million worldwide by like the middle of January. So selling 900,000 is what you said they sold.
900,000. That's 3 months.
That's almost
not even less actually. Huh?
Yeah, you figure 900,000 by the end of the year. Is that when you're saying? Or are they saying? They're saying the end of December.
Right, December 31st.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
from launch to December 31st in like a month and a half.
Yeah. So there weren't even 2 million worldwide by the end of the year. So selling 900,000, almost a million, it doesn't sound half bad for there only being less than 2 million systems out there in the world.
Yeah.
In my opinion, what do I know? Secondly, majority of or all of the EA games were available on Xbox 360 either this year or last year or earlier this year or whatever. Mm-hmm. So or PS2 or you know, Xbox and everything else, you know, what did they expect? If they would have released some games that were exclusive for the PS3, then you would think they might have sold like one for one. But when you release games like, you know, Madden that's been out for the Xbox 360 for 3-4 months or whatever.
Well,
or
even
longer,
the PS2 version, you know.
Yeah,
from,
I mean, yeah, I mean, what?
In August.
Yeah, why, you know, if people are really into Madden, they probably bought a 360 or bought the PS2 version already, and they're not going to wait. You know, they want to play it when it first comes out, day one. I understand, yeah, they didn't sell that well, and I understand that it was because of Sony not having enough PS3s out there. That makes sense, but I think part of it, too, to blame is that they're putting games out on the PS3 that are available for every other system and not really any different. I mean, Need for Speed Carbon was out for 360 at the same time.
Anything you want to add, Heather? Poor EA. Should
no,
we cry
I,
for
nothing
them?
I really can add, sorry.
Let's cry for EA. All right, let's move on here. New York is proposing a $100 fine for walking and gaming at the same time.
What about if you're a child molester playing a DS while driving?
Exactly. That's okay.
Okay.
Because you're not walking. All right, so they're proposing to fine pedestrians $100 if they are caught listening to music, talking on cell phones, or even gaming while crossing the street. Apparently, in the past 6 months or so, 3 pedestrians have been killed while crossing the street and being distracted by some form of electronic device. State Senator Carl Krueger has proposed this legislation, which is scheduled to be introduced on Wednesday, to protect its citizenry. He goes on to say, quote, "This electronic gadgetry is reaching the point where it's becoming not only endemic, but it's creating an atmosphere where we have a major public safety crisis at hand." To which I reply, good luck enforcing a law as trivial as this. If the NYPD don't already have enough problems on their hands with tourists, terrorists, and transvestites, then I think they're not going to be able to get to this one. But what do I know?
And if you're that stupid that you're playing your game while crossing a street in New York City, maybe you deserve to get hit.
Exactly.
And you know, just to say, you know, nothing against transvestites. We any listeners that are, any view expressed by Ben is his own personal opinion and doesn't reflect all of Dream Station. I have to admit, at first when you were saying that, I'm like, who would be stupid enough to play games while crossing the street? But I actually have been playing, like, the DS on the train on the way home, and I get off of the station, and I have to cross, like, the parking lot road that people go down, big buses go down. And I have been known to play the game or try to finish up while walking across that street. Probably stupid me. And I look both ways, but I am kind of like, must save the princess, you know, so I'm kind of into it. And that was, I should be smarter than that in my old age, but I'm learning.
Okay, so now, do you feel that if you would get hit while you were crossing the parking lot, then would you admit that it was your fault and not try to take any kind of actions on the driver who hit you?
No, this is America, man. We see.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the bus driver should see me and know, hey, he's playing DS. We should not bother him, right?
I see how it goes. All right.
But, I mean, in New York, isn't New York like normal cities like Cleveland and like other places around the country? Not that New York is not normal. You know, when you're crossing the street, pedestrians kind of have the right of way. But in New York, don't the pedestrians kind of need to get the heck out of the way? So if you're walking around playing games and you already know that the cars aren't going to stop for you, then you're kind of just stupid, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And that's what Heather was saying. I mean, you just think, I mean, I've never been to New York, but I've seen it on TV. It's same thing pretty much, right? And
exactly.
I've seen those pictures of, you know, like the green lights or whatever, or lights going for the pedestrians. And then, you know, you see like 1,000 people cross the street and or whatever. Uh-huh. And it's like, look, if you're getting hit or you're playing games and you're getting hit, then you know what, somehow you probably deserve it. I think that's a good
place to end. I would think the people crossing the street getting hit are probably child molesters trying to find them. So it's probably not that big a deal.
We're better off without
them. We're better off if they get hit.
Here. All right, let's leave it at that. Let's move on to the weekly poll topic, where last week we asked you how many unplayed games you have, and the results are in. So 0 unplayed games got 30%, 1 to 3 unplayed games also got 30%, everything between 4 and 12 got 0 votes, therefore 0%, 13 to 20 unplayed games got 20%, and 21 and up also got 20%.
I didn't vote, because I didn't count until we started the show, so I would have been in the last or second to last, I don't know, because right now I'd have been in the second to last, but I probably have more that I didn't find.
Yeah.
I would say it'd be the last one. So that would be a little higher.
I also didn't vote, but
Well, you guys can't fairly vote. about because you review games.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of games laying around to review. Just the average person who just goes out and buys games for their systems, their PCs, whatever.
Yeah, but most of these I actually bought because all the review games, you know, I play them right away.
I force him to review them on under. I hold a gun to his head and say, you gotta do it.
They put me on the exercise bike.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a few games that I got for review or we got through our channels that we didn't need to review that I was like, cool, and then didn't play. There's a bunch of PC games in the basement. Well, see, we got some of those for review. I gave them to Chris Palladino, the previous podcast guy. He was supposed to review them or find somebody to review them. He never did. He got a job at Microsoft. He quit working for the website. He gave me a bag of like 30 games back. So I have all those that I've never played, and they're sitting in the basement. Oh, and then lastly, this is the game that I said that I have played, and I actually reviewed, if you guys want to check out the review on the website, but I wish I would have never played. I have Steak Fortune Fighters for Xbox.
Oh, I've heard.
It's the worst game ever. I had it on Amazon for like 50 cents and couldn't sell it.
Nice.
You know, I think I'd have to pay people like 10 bucks to get rid of it.
I think we should give it away as a contest.
We could. We could give Steak Fortune Fighters away to somebody. But the problem is like maybe it'll be worth money because nobody wants it. It's the worst game ever.
Mm.
But we could give it away. We could do one of these smash my Steak Fortune Fighters thing, you know? They got a video smashing it.
We'll have to think of something and we'll
get rid of it
for next week.
That sounds good.
Personally,
I know people are loving, are excited about playing it. I wonder if it, you know what would be funny? I didn't check. Is it backwards compatible with the 360? The crappiest game ever for Xbox probably works.
We're lucky it is. So anyway, I have at least 32 unplayed games. That's from what I counted and from what I could find. I'm sure I've got more that I just didn't even bother to look for. I took out a piece of paper and I filled up the page and then I said, you know what, that's enough. I'll just go over the notable stuff. I've got Super Mario Strikers, Beautiful Joe 2, Battle for Middle Earth 2, Donkey Kong.
Oh, I have Beautiful Joe 2 also. It's upstairs.
Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, Virtua Fighter 4. I know you're going to beat me for that one.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Well, it's just a blueback disc, and my PS2 doesn't read them. That's the only real reason. Ratchet & Clank, Up Your Arsenal, Katamari Damacy, Final Fantasy X.
Wait, you never played that? You
no,
never played
never
Katamari?
Played no, I never
That's
played
a good
it.
Game. You need See. To play that. I actually beat that game. That's one of the games I beat. You have to play that. Hey, by the way, you were supposed to download Burnout, the demo. Did you do that?
I did. So, yeah, I actually have probably more games. I know Heather said that Heather voted right now, and she said that she's got no games unplayed. So,
actually, and that's a fib, I have one. I have one game that I didn't play, but it's a review game. The Nancy Drew Danger by Design.
Oh,
yeah. So I'll have that coming up for the website soon. Because you know I love my Nancy Drew.
I think we had another one that we got.
All right, anyway, let's move on to the responses, then we can close out the show. Azoria said, quote, any games I buy, I play. I mean, what's the point in buying it and not playing it? Then again, I don't actually buy all that many games. I Am Prince said, I don't see the point to buy and not try. It's not like you don't have the time when you come home, just pop that thing in and you're good. And our old pal, Angry Llama, says this of his 22 unplayed games. I go out and binge buy video games in numbers of, say, 5 at a time. When I take them home, I file them away in my binder and pull one of them out to play. Usually I'll get hooked on that game and forget about the other games I bought until long after when I'm putting a new batch of games into the binder.
Can I interject for a second here?
You may.
I just looked and Steak Fortune Fighters is backwards compatible with the Xbox 360.
Oh.
Isn't that incredible?
That's sugary sweet.
I'm glad they wasted the time to make those work on the 360.
meanwhile, Psychonauts took what? Like how long? Anyway, here's I thought of a question for next week's poll topic. That would be, have you ever ruined a friendship / relationship because of gaming? So this could either have to do with addiction or competition.
I don't like that topic.
this speaks to you. So if you've ever gone into a fight over a game of Madden or Street Fighter 2, like I have, or got hooked on PSO or World of Warcraft, this question is for you. Also slightly related, I guess you can respond if you ever loaned a game to someone and they never gave it back and your relationship ruined because of that. If you want
I could see a relationship being ruined over Steak Fortune Fighters.
You made me play this craptastic game.
Yeah. It'd be like, here, take it back. I don't want it back. Well, take it back. I don't want it. I don't want to be your friend anymore.
If you guys want to reply to the poll topic, head on over to our site, hit the forums, and go to general discussion. Look for the weekly poll topic, vote, and reply, because we like to hear your replies. You can be heard on the next show. You guys have to register.
Oh, there's going to be another one?
There's going to be another one, unfortunately.
We're going to keep doing this.
I know. Until they take away our web space.
Hey, everybody out there in listener land, if you have any friends that like games or whatever else, you know, tell them about the show. You know, tell people that you used to listen to the old show and think we're gone and because we took a month or two or three off. Tell them to come back. You know, we still have downloads. We know people are listening, or at least we think people are listening. But, you know, we'd like more. We'd like to listen more. We'd like to have emails. We'd like to get some voice stuff if you guys want to send that over. You know, whatever you want to do. And go, I don't think Ben said this yet, but go vote for us on, iTunes or Podcast Alley and Yahoo Podcast area and stuff like that. Find us, look us up, and vote for us. Leave a review. Like we said, only good ones. And maybe that's why we're not getting any, Ben, is because we've always said only good ones. And they're like, well, I can't give a good one, so I'm just not going to do anything.
Yeah, you guys must love us. We'll force you to love us. We'll hold you hostage.
Maybe we should just
get that Stockholm syndrome.
If they can get us to number one on Podcast Alley under technology, we'll quit doing this. How's that?
No, then they win the steak game.
Then they win the steak game, yeah.
I think that wraps up another show.
All right.
This one was quality. Grade A quality. Put the Dream Station stamp on it. Smack
Seal
it up, flip it, rub
approval,
it down.
Huh?
I think the FDA has also approved this. And the Surgeon General says it's good for you, too.
We're pure Angus podcast.
That's yummy.
We want to be the Kobe beef of podcast.
Oh, Kobe beef. Ooh, that's good. All right, well, you've been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. Remember, if you've got any questions, comments, or otherwise, send it over to us via the interweb. The email, Addy, is videogameshow@DreamStation.cc.
And you got the website of www.DreamStation.cc.
All right, everybody. We'll catch you on the other side.
All right. Good see ya.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's it. That was painful.
The editing is so great, though. That's the nice thing about it.
Why do we have her on here? You know?
I know. I'm sorry.
Ooh, that's good.